You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The Batman will hit theaters in 2021, minus Ben Affleck, by Angela Watercutter. Once again, it's time for The Monitor, Wired's look at all that's new and news in the world of pop culture, from casting rumors to the current recipients of Netflix's largesse. This week, The Batman gets a release date. Oscar Isaac might be going to Dune. Universal has a new plan for its monster mashup. And Zack Snyder is going back to making zombie flicks. Tune in. The Batman is coming in 2 years, without Ben Affleck. The Batman is coming. Yesterday, Warner Brothers revealed the next Caped Crusader flick will hit theaters on June 25th, 2021. It will not, however, feature Ben Affleck, who was originally slated to star and direct. Instead, Matt Reeves, War for the Planet of the Apes, will be taking over behind the camera and looking for a new lead to wear the cowl. In other news, James Gunn, who was released from Guardians of the Galaxy 3 last year, is reportedly being eyed to direct The Suicide Squad, which will be released August 6, 2021. Netflix removes Zack Snyder's handcuffs. Zack Snyder is now the next big director going to Netflix, reportedly signing on to bring the zombie movie Army of the Dead to the streaming service. The horror thriller, which has been said will have a budget in the $90 million range, is scheduled to start shooting this summer and marks a return to the genre in which Snyder made his name with Dawn of the Dead. It's also another kind of return. Snyder hasn't directed since 2017, when he stepped away from Justice League following his daughter's suicide. He made an iPhone film after leaving League, but Army is his first feature in 2 years. "There are no handcuffs on me at all with this one," Snyder told a Hollywood reporter. So in case you were wondering, Sucker Punch was Snyder with the handcuffs on. The Universal monsters aren't dead. Remember the plan that was floating around a while back for Universal to launch a so-called dark universe of films built around its collection of monsters after 2017's The Mummy? Yes? No? Either way, it was a thing. Now it's a thing that's dead. According to Variety, the studio is scrapping the idea of a shared universe, but that doesn't mean Universal is out of the monster business. Instead, it has signed director Lee Whannell, Upgrade, to direct and write a new version of The Invisible Man. The plan, per Variety's report, is to do standalone distinctive movies based on their monsters that aren't particularly tied to one another. No word yet on when Invisible Man might hit theaters. And even when the date is set, will you even know he's there? Poe Dameron might be going to Dune. Oscar Isaac, who is contractually obligated to be attached to every sci-fi property at some point, is reportedly in talks to join the forthcoming Dune film. According to reports, the man who plays Poe Dameron in the new Star Wars movies would play Duke Leto Atreides, the father of Paul Atreides, Timothy Chalamet. For those of you good at math, it's probably now dawning on you that in order for Isaac to be Chalamet's father, he would have had to have him at 15 years old. Not impossible, and also not totally out of line. Jürgen Prochnow and Kyle MacLachlan were only about 17 years apart when they played father and son in David Lynch's version in 1984. Relatedly, Zendaya, Spider-Man Homecoming, is also in the running to play Chani, Chalamet's love interest, in director Denis Villeneuve's Blade Runner 2049 adaptation of Frank Herbert's 1965 novel.